You're listening to Mozart. What are you listening to? You're listening to the heartbeat of a fellow named Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. This is his feeling. Where is it coming from, that music? That is the trick here. He says, this is how it is. It is hidden, but it is obvious. How could I explain it? Yes?
The virtue of every drug is hidden, like magic, and the art of any sorcerer. When you regard its action and effects, you bring it to light, though it is hidden.
Ah, when you are looking at the drugs, what do you see? A bad stuff, a very tasteless stuff. But when you see what it does to the sick person, then you appreciate it. Art is like that. When you could understand the feeling that I am getting from Mozart, then you start to get it. Yes?
The potency that is concealed within it is clearly seen and made manifest when it comes into action. Since all these things are revealed to you by means of effects, how is not God revealed to you by the production of effects?
When we're talking about God, what is God? The producer, the one who created everything. Right? He says, okay, you're watching everything, and how come that you don't get it? You watch everything, especially humanity. You understand the humanity. In the time of Rumi, human is not very different from time of Pharaoh and Moses. Do you know that? There is no engine, there is no power, there is none of this stuff. And you see that what he's talking is even obvious now. Now that we are this different from his time. But what could we see? He says, we could learn. We could learn that, yes, it is moving. And it's not moving by accident. There are some hidden rules. Everybody is following those rules. And blah, 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 so on and so on and so on. Again, okay? So there is a purpose in this. Who is digging this? We. So it's in my nature to dig for the information to know better. Because there is always something that we don't know. In time of Rumi, it was difficult saying this. A lot of educated fellows who said, what? There's something that I don't understand. And nobody could turn around and say, yes, I was talking about the galaxies, I was talking about the black hole and dark matter and dark energy. Would it work? No, they wouldn't listen to you, even if you know all of this. But we change. Now we are sitting down here, we are connecting with that guy 800 years ago. Yes.
Causes and effects, kernel and husk, are not the whole. When you investigate effects produced by him, you make friends with things because of the effect. Why then are you ignorant of him who produces effects?
This is my point, that whatever is there, you're looking for your benefit in it and all of that, to know how this is made and blah, blah, blah. Then you don't think about all of this and how is it made. You go let go of that because it's too big for you. Or what? Yes?
You make friends with people on the ground of a fantasy. Why do you not make friends with the king of west and east? This topic has no end, O emperor. May there be no end to our desire for this.
I don't know why it is translated to desire. The word is greed. It says the greed. This has no ending, because I could show these the examples of this stuff which is hidden, but it is a part of our life, it's the most important part of our life. Then what can we do? Okay. Even in this, I am being tempted to become greedy. So let go of it. Let's go back to what? To the story that we were supposed to start. Exactly the same thing. So, we'll go back to that next time, inshallah.